You know, she sure does know a sight of tales, don't she? I didn't know she had it. He had it in him. I see a real cowboy leaning up against a tree over there. Don't know whether he rode his mule or his horse or how he come, tie-yi-yippee, but he's here. His name is, well, I want to make you acquainted with Mr. Bob Tinsley from Brevard, North Carolina, and he's going to sing.
Does this,
The first number I'd like to do is a traditional Western tune. It's a product of the Old Chisholm Trail and the days of the cattle drive from Texas up into the Northern Range and markets in Kansas, Ellsworth, Wichita, Dodge City, and names of that nature. Now, this song is was written by cowboys who went up the trail driving cattle to the Indian reservations up north. The Indians were removed from the southern range of the buffalo and the cattle and were put on reservations. And this is a song written by one of the cowboys telling of his experiences going up the trail driving these cows. And the name of it is Hoopy-Tie-Yi-Yo. As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher riding along. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were a-jingling, and as he approached he was singing a song. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Your mother was raised away down in Texas, where the jimson weed and the sandburrs grow. Now we'll fill you up on prickly pear and cola and throw you on the trail to Idaho. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Oh, you'll be beef for Uncle Sam's engines. It's beef, heap beef, I hear them cry. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. You'll be beef stew in the sweet by and by. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. Your misfortune and none of my own. Hoopy-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. This next song that I want to do is I want to solicit the help of all the young ones in the crowd. It isn't exactly a traditional Western song, and it isn't exactly a traditional folk song. But if the present popularity is any indication by the young members of the American culture, it's destined to become one of the famous folk songs of all times. And I'd like for the young ones to help me on the course. It's a new one. And I might forget a few of the words, so if I do, help me out on it. It's the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the sweetest land in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he know every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian wars till the peaks were whipped and peace were in store. While he was handling this risky chore, he made himself an agent forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. He went off to Congress and he served a spell to fix up the government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so we heard tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. When he came home, his politicking done. The Great Burn March had just begun. He packed his gear and his trusty gun. He lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. His land is the biggest, his land is the best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all and he's leading the test, following his legend right into the west. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He's come to spend the day with us, so you'll hear him again. Oh, he's just full of songs and singing, and we'll hear him again this afternoon and again this evening. Each time a different tune. At this time, I want to recognize at least two dignitaries we have in our audience, Mr. and Mrs. C. Arthur Bullock. Represent the National Federation of Music Clubs. Mrs. Bullock is the new vice president, and she and her husband are from Canton, Pennsylvania. They're some of them Yankees that that little boy was talking about. Would you just stand up so we can give you a great big hand? How do you like this music and singing and tale-telling and a-dancing? Good, good. All right, let's see. Right this minute, Carver High School students are going to do a country dance for us called La Rousse. Will you take over, Richard?
Guitar player. Sort of out of place on my schedule, so we'll have to move fast. Bob Tinsley, the boy that earned the harmonica, and Ronnie Rabin. Where's you from, Ronnie? Ronnie Rabin from New York, who knows Frank Warner, one of the finest of all the folk singers. Come on up here with me. Come on. This little boy, Stafford Kelt, earned the other harmonica by coming up. He's from Stafford Kelt from White Springs. And Cubby Whitehead is going to play the harmonica that you can see, barely see, in my hand. This now is an English country dance done by Carver High School here in White Springs. It does have its own tune, but it's an English country dance called La Rousse. Instead of doing it to its English tune, we're going to do it to a tune which you'll all recognize. Now get up here close to this mic where you can be heard. We'll do it all four times. Where's your second couple? Okay, good.
Thank you.
playing harmonica. You really are. What grade are you in? This boy's in the fifth grade. He's from White Springs, and he earned that harmonica that I bought for him on Times Square in New York. I didn't know who I was going to bring it to, but there's the one. Let's give Bob Tinsley and the boy from New York a big hand, too, for helping on this. I'm supposed to tell you a riddle now. And like we've done with the other riddle, I'm going to tell you a new one this morning. You're not supposed to give the answer out and shout it out if you already know it. You're supposed to hush. And you people that do not know this riddle will have a little fun trying to guess it. Now, this is a Bible riddle. If you know the first chapter of Genesis, you can guess this riddle. Are you ready? Now you echo me, say the words after me. Older than Adam, if Adam were still alive. Say that. Just 4 weeks old. And never shall be five. Who knows the answer to that riddle? Who knows the answer? Now, you do a little thinking. We'll let you guess while the next group's coming on.
What is the next group?
The Black Nag. You be ready to come on. All right, line them up. We got time now to have a little guessing. Who's guessing? All right, you say it now. Come on, say it. Older than Adam, if Adam were still alive, just 4 weeks old, and never shall be five. Now, think of the first days of creation, and you'll see why this thing's older than Adam. No, I said, do not shout the answer out. Now, put your hand up, and I'll recognize you. Who's guessing? That was not exactly the right answer. Now, I'll give you a hint. It's on the right track, but not the right answer. Who's guessing this riddle? This little boy. Shout it out. Yeah. What? Now, this little boy is on the right track. It's an object. It's a certain definite thing that was created ahead of Adam. So it's older than Adam, but it's just 4 weeks old. Never shall be five. On the right track. Now, let's see if this little girl's got the right answer. No, not the earth. Now, you're still on the right track, but the earth is more than 4 weeks old. This thing is never more than 4 weeks old. Don't shout out the answer. Like I told you, don't shout it out. This little boy right here. No, month is on the right track, but the wrong answer. This girl, in the pink sweater next to the teacher with the dark glasses on. This boy. No, you're not thinking. Don't shout the answer. Wait till I recognize you. Come on. No, not a year, not a month. Month is wrong. You're on the right track, though. This is an object. The moon, sure, that's right.
The eighth grade from Columbia High School, Lake City, will do a very beautiful country dance for us, Black Nag.
Promenade around and face me right Back off, Sergeant. This is an English country dance called the Black Nag. These dances like this were developed in the court of Queen Elizabeth I and for 100 years thereafter. The reason we happen to have them, a man named John Playford put them in a book in the year 1650. And these English country dances spread all over Europe in the courts of the kings and queens and the royalties. They've been revived through the English Folk Dance Society, whose trademark I wear on my shirt, and all over the southern mountains and all over England, and someday all over Florida, through partly the fact that the Methodist Church has put this on a record. The Black Nag will become, where people have a chance to learn it, a social country dance just like it always was. This is a court dance, but no different, you'll see, from a square dance. Now, somebody, please put the needle on that record very carefully.
Was very brief, but very, very pretty. We're going to have another treat here. Seventh and eighth grade from Jennings. Where are you? They're going round the mountain. A singing game. Good. Here they come.
This now is something very interesting because it's full of life, and this is a tradition that's grown up in America. I saw this game first in Greensboro, North Carolina. These people have an entirely different way of doing it, and it's called Going Around the Mountain, 2x2, no connection with the famous song.
One, two, five, two, let's see, make a bell. One,
They made up the last part of that just for the festival. They made it up themselves. Get out of there and whatever they did. Got your rope. Now, girls, get way up here. Get way up there. Way up there. Way up there.
Now they're going to do some rope skipping rhymes for us. Rhymes and rhythms.
Silk, satin, crocusack rag. Gonna live in a chicken coop.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Now, I told you that we had lots of treats, and here's one, but it came right down over the line up there a little way from Waycross, Georgia. Who said that? Give them a great big hand here. We're so happy to have them. Wakona Junior Glee Club from Waycross, Georgia, and their director is Mrs. John A. Griffin. They're going to sing Sacred Harp hymns for us.
Our first selection is a white spiritual, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. Our second selection is from the original Sacred Harp hymn book, Wondrous Love.